It's the WP Minute. This episode is brought to you by Mindsize. If you're looking for WooCommerce support, check out their monthly plans at mindsize.com. You know how it goes. Everything I mention here will be linked up in the newsletter and the blog post. Check out the WPMinute.com for the links. In the news, WordPress 5.9 Beta 4 was released this week. Sarah Gooding over at The Tavern wrote that there are a few important changes to note in this release regarding how the WordPress admin will direct users who are exploring block themes. There is an incompatibility message for redirection depending on whether the theme is using blocks or the customizer. The release team has determined that a fifth beta will not be necessary, and the official release is scheduled for January 25th, 2022. Events. The call for speakers is now open for WordCamp Europe 2022. We will have to keep an eye on how this in-person event will be safely organized. It appears that you will also be able to participate online. From our contributors and producers, a software vendor has lost a civil case in a first-time ruling by Italian courts on open-source licensing. The case involved Ovation's GPL-licensed Dynamic.oo software, which is a plugin for the open-source Elementor platform for building WordPress websites. The software was distributed without including acknowledgement of the original work, including information about changes that the defendants had made to the software, with no mention of the software's copyright holders. There is a fine levied against the defendants every day until the software is brought into compliance. WPCS.io, an Amsterdam-based provider of the world's first multi-tenant WordPress cloud platform to create SaaS solutions with WordPress, announced that they are raising a substantial seed investment from Arx Capital. WP Engine announced on their blog that they have acquired the Frost theme, adding to their open-source cache of WordPress solutions. This theme was created by Brian Gardner and focused on block editing and full site editing. Gardner rejoined WP Engine in late September of this year as principal developer advocate. This ended his gap year after staying with WP Engine during a transition period of the hosting company acquiring StudioPress, a company he was a partner in previously. WP Engine will be issuing refunds to active customers. Look to an interview with Matt Medeiros and Brian Gardner on Matt Report in the near future. Matt Mullenweg lays out a debate over the future of the internet. Mullenweg, Automattic CEO and WordPress founder, joins TechCheck to discuss the future of their internet. The WordPress developer explains the difference between open versus closed platforms and which will see the most growth. This will be interesting to watch next year. Speaking of interesting, TikTok, not that I'm a user, is it possible that TikTok brought more traffic than Google this year? The viral video app seems to be on a high, finishing the year with most cumulative internet traffic of any domain in the world, more so even than Google, which typically holds the number one spot. Cloudflare reviewed how the internet went for TikTok in 2021. Next up, Michelle Frechette with a year-end wrap-up.
This is Michelle Frechette with your WordPress Community Minute. As we leave 2021 and head into 2022, my wish for each of you is to find good health, happiness, strength, and success in all you do. May you learn from those who know more than you do and teach those who know less. May you give even more than you take, but be blessed in abundance by those who would share their abundance with you. May you find more ways to use your voice for good. May you grow your network in new ways. May you be a help to someone in need. May you support one another and find the support that you need. And may you find and bestow kindness wherever you go. The WordPress community is one of great opportunity, and I only see that growing as we move forward. My hope is that we all grow with it together. Let's see what we can do together in 2022. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well, Michelle. Thanks for all of your contributions and being WP Minute producer here at the WPMinute.com. Don't forget to check out Michelle's contributed piece, linked up in the show notes, called The Good, The Bad, and The Fearful, a post about returning to in-person events. Thanks to all of the members who shared these links today. Jeff, Chandler, Nigel, Bahadur, Dave, Rodenbaugh, Daniel Shootsmith. New members, we welcome new members this week. Jennifer Bourne to the WP Minute. Jennifer, thanks for joining this Discord server, being part of the weekly WordPress news. Happy New Year, everyone. Are you excited for 22? I know I am. Hey, if you're excited or you're excited about WordPress news, you can buy me a coffee to support the show or join as a member for $79 a year, just like Jennifer Bourne just did. To get access to the private Discord, become part of our merry band of WordPress newsies, and get involved in the weekly WordPress news, like everyone else I mentioned above. That's it for today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please share it on your social media, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser, and don't forget to tell your friends how cool this episode was with me, and jump on the mailing list at the WP Minute. WooCommerce.com.